Long ago, in ancient Europe, counting year to year was done according to the reign of a king. For example, in the 24th year of his reign, King Edward of England invaded Scotland. That made extra work and confusion for historians keeping track between kings. Then each country had its own kings. Ordinary people did not have to worry much about years. Planting and harvesting times were what they needed to know. Long ago, a boy might say that he was 12 winters old, but there was no name or number for the year of his birth. So a famous historian developed a better system to count years and make it easier to study history.